Barry DePlessy coming to you from PCA 2024 Cigar Coupe Coalition's continued coverage of this amazing trade show. Here we are with our good friend, Michael Cappellini, brand ambassador for the historic and iconic brand, Toscano Cigars. Michael, how are you, my friend?
I'm wonderful. It's been a great show. We've had a lot of fun. We've been really, the best part for us is meeting the new people that we're meeting. One of the most fun things to see is how many people are coming up to the booth and saying, hey, we have people asking for your cigar. And a lot of that has to do with you guys, I have to be honest. I mean, the cigar media has been incredible to us. You guys have really helped us grow our brand. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because you guys are really great people. You're doing an amazing job.
Well, thank you for all that high praise. And it's very humbling, Michael. But I mean, honestly, that I think that's a reflection of your incredible work, too. You've been so accessible. And if I may, you've been an incredible brand ambassador for Toscano.
You know,
your roots are very well established, obviously. But I mean, you do more than just share cigars and share a couple of good stories and everything. Toscano is in you. And it is very apparent whenever you're at events or conversations or podcasts with us, that Toscano is very much a part of you and very much a part of your story. And it's easy to tell a story when we have great people like you telling it.
Well, that, Barry, I appreciate you very much. For me, obviously being an Italian American, it's a wonderful, that's definitely an asset, right? There's no question that having that background is beneficial to me helping tell the story. But realistically, it's the product, man. The product, it's a good product, and that's, and I think that finally people are overcoming that fear that they have of Toscano, because realistically, I'm going to put this up here for a minute. Realistically, when you look at Toscano cigars, I mean, it's surely not a cigar most American consumers are going to go right to.
Correct.
But then when they learn about it, they hear about it, like you said, when the events happen, it kind of changes the discussion immediately, and people really fall in love with our tobacco. They realize that as simplistic and rustic as we look, we're a very complex cigar. Mm-hmm. This tobacco is very complex. In particular, the tobacco in the Toscano Italia. So, if you're right, we could talk a little bit about the new release that we have if you wanted to.
Oh, absolutely.
Dive right into it. I don't want to take, I always feel like I take away from you.
I love how you lead the conversation sometimes. It also makes it really easy. You're also incredibly good at transitions, which makes my job a lot easier.
but I also don't want to take over your job either.
But what I love about this, and we've got a beautiful display here of an illustration of fire cured tobacco, which is the soul of Toscano.
100%.
And what I really love about Toscano is, while it's inherently Italian, there are American components to it.
Oh, yeah.
Kentucky fire cured tobacco, Tennessee fire cured
tobacco.
It's a very, very specific process that has a wonderful story where you can check out all of our podcasts where we really define it. But to give a quick high level,
sure,
talk about that and how our tobacco here in our country gets cured and then ultimately ends up in great products like the Italia, which we will talk about.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, you kind of hit something that means a lot to me, right? So the tobacco's grown here in Kentucky, Tennessee, and five different regions in Italy, Veneto, Umbria, Toscana, Lazio, and Campania. But all the tobacco that's in Italy is from Kentucky, Tennessee seed. So there is literally a bit of American in every single cigar that we do. But the fire curing process is probably one of the most labor intensive processes. And again, I say this in all my events and in all my discussions. If you're going to take anything away from what we talk about today, take away the fact that this is such a labor intensive process. I mean, there's a guy every 3 hours throughout the fire curing putting massive pieces of oak wood in Italy in our burners to make sure that the proper temperature, the proper smoke hits each and every leaf. And here in the United States, it's really something to see. If you have not had the opportunity to see the spectacle of a fire cure, make time to do so if you can, because it really is something special to see these generational farmers doing what they do. I mean, it's incredible. They have massive mounds of sawdust. A lot of it's hickory wood, which is why American tobacco has a little bit more of a body, a little bit more full-bodied, really nice notes of molasses, a little bit of hickory, a little bit, etc. It's an awesome contrast too to the Italian tobacco, which is lighter, a little bit more white pepper instead of black pepper that you get on the American tobacco. And then you go into the whole thing, we have our female cigar rollers, which, we have Maura up front, who's doing an amazing job. We did, yesterday we did quite a few different pairing sessions with our cigars, that really helped educate people on who we are as a company. If you have not yet go over there, because to see Maura roll one of our cigars, you can really feel the passion and love that goes into every cigar. And that kind of brings us to the Toscano Italia. So the Toscano Italia is called Italia for a reason, because it's all Italian tobacco. So the wrapper on this cigar is from Valteverina Toscana. And the filler is from Benevento and Valteverina. Benevento tobacco, our fields lie within the shadow of Mount Vesuvius. And that produces a little bit of a sweeter, lighter body tobacco. So this cigar encompasses everything that is Italian. So you get the nice Valteverina Toscano tobacco, which is a little bit more full body than the Benevento tobacco. A little bit more sweetness, a little bit lighter, it's really, they blend together unbelievably. And this cigar, as we've seen with sales at the trade show, it's gonna take off here in the United States. So
now, one of the things we know about Toscano is that Toscano cigars don't need humidification. They
correct.
Can sit on a regular shelf. But you have made some cigars that do.
Yes. Yeah.
Is this traditional Toscano or is this something different?
So the reason that the macerate should be kept in the humidor is because we have a refiner, Affinatore, who checks the temperature and humidity of the cigar the entire time. Italia can be kept outside of a humidor. It's not necessary. Humidification is not necessary to keep the cigar what it should be. However, you know, it all depends on how you want your smoke. If you want a lighter smoke, then you want to keep it humidified. Even though the smoke's going to be heavy and it's going to be a lot more, the complexity in the body itself is going to be lighter. If you want something that's a little bit stronger, a little bit more fire cure to it, you're going to want to leave it outside of your humidor, because that dries the tobacco a little bit and really, really brings forward those earthy tones in the tobacco.
So you get to have a choice. I mean, you have two different experiences with the same
cigar. Absolutely. And half my Toscano are in a humidor, the other half are outside.
Well, there you go.
And it all depends on what I'm eating or drinking the day that I decide to smoke, what I'm going to choose, whether inside or outside the humidor.
Fantastic.
So,
Michael, thank you so much for sharing the newest product from us and some history as always. It's always such a great time talking to you and sharing the good name of Toscano and all that that wonderful 200-plus year history brings to this incredible industry
that
we have around us. Michael, it's my pleasure as always. Michael Cappellini, Toscano Cigars, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Cigar Coop.